Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Thank the Lord we can be together in His presence.
感谢主，在主的面前我们能够一起聚集。
Like to read some verses from the Gospel of Luke.
好吧，我们一起翻开圣经，路加福音。
Chapter 17.
第十七章。
Before we read, let's look to the Lord together in prayer.
在我们读之前，我们一起在主的面前有些祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can be here gathered in the name of your beloved Son.
主耶稣，谢谢你，我们靠着基督耶稣的名，我们在你面前聚集。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣基督。
Lord, we confess that you are our head.
主，我们向你称谢，因为你是我们的头。
And Lord, apart from you, there's nothing we can do.
我们向你承认，离开你，我们什么都没有。
We thank you that because you died and rose again, we have life.
我们谢谢你，你死而复活，使我们有新生的生命。
And we thank you for the fellowship that we share on the ground of your finished work at Calvary's cross.
我们谢谢你，我们在你面前的聚集，是因为你十字架上，在加利利十字架上的功效。
We trust that you are present here.Presence is here with us.
我们相信你现在就与我们同在。
And we thank you for your presence.
我们谢谢你，你与我们一直同在。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢圣灵。
As we open your word together,
把你的话语打开来。
We want to rely fully upon your provision for us.
我们向你求，我们向你感谢赞美，求你求你在我们当中打。
We trust that you will open your word to our hearts.
我们相信你会把你的话语打开，放在我们的心里。
And Lord, redeem this time from all vanity.
我们把这段时间仰望在你面前。
Keep out what is not from yourself.
挪去我不属于我们的。
And Lord, we pray that you would secure in our hearts something that will be in service of your will.
我们向你求，你在我们里面坚固我们向你的服事。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. We read from Gospel of Luke.
我们一起读路加福音。
Chapter 17.
十七章。
I'd like to read through verse 8 of chapter 18.
我们也愿意一起读第十八章的前八节。
Now, whatever may be shared about these verses today, brothers and sisters,
我们要分享这一段经文。
The Lord's word is most precious.
主的话语是宝贵的。
And we need to really trust that the Lord will open our ears to hear His voice.
我们应该相信他会打开我们心里耳朵，能够听见他的声音。
Chapter 17, verse 26.
路加福音十七章二十六节。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. For they ate and they drank, and they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。那时候人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁。到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。
Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate and they drank and they bought and they sold and they planted and they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
又好像挪亚的日子，人又吃又喝又买又卖。又耕种又建造，到罗德出所多玛的那日，只有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。人子显现的日子也要这样。
In that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who's in the field, let him not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it.
当那日人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿， 人在田里也不要回家。你们要回想罗德的妻子，凡想要保全生命的必丧掉生命，凡丧掉生命的必救活生命。
I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed, and the one will be taken, and the other will be left. Two will be grinding together, and one will be taken, and the other left. Two will be in the field, and the one will be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said to him, Where, Lord? So he said to them, Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together.
我对你们说，当那一夜，两个人在一个床上，要娶妻一个，撇下一个，两个女人一同推磨。要取去一个撇下一个门徒说主啊在哪儿有这事呢耶稣说尸首在哪儿鹰也必聚在哪儿
Then he spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not to lose heart saying there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God or regard man and there was a widow in that cityAnd she came to him saying, Get justice for me from my adversary.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。说在某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。在城里有个寡妇，常到他那儿说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself,Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给她伸冤吧，免得她常来缠磨我。
Then the Lord said, Listen to what the unjust judge said.And shall not God avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, even though he bears long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
主说，你们听着不义的官所说的话。神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们。要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而，人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗
？Amen. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I don't want to give you a lesson in Bible study.
弟兄姊妹，我不是要在这边跟你们在研究圣经。
I want to be honest with you this morning.
我必须很诚实地告诉你，弟兄姊妹，今天早上。
What I'm sharing with you is.From the Lord's dealing in my own heart.
这个经长的分享是神一直在我心里面的工作。
And from some lessons that brothers and sisters in church life that we're learning together.
这经长我们分享的也是在我一直在教会里面服事里面所学到。
There are some lessons that we can only learn week by week, month by month, year by year.
有些功课我们需要花上时间，每一天、每一个月，或者是经过多年的学习才学到。
And we find sometimes when we've been gathering together as the Lord's people with many familiar faces for quite a long period of time, there's a certain kind of trial that we experience together.
在我们聚集的里面，我们有很多弟兄姊妹跟我们一起。有长时间的聚会，啊，在这过去的日子一段长时间的聚集，我们一起经历过一些试炼。
We might find that it's not really so easy to gather together sometimes.
我们也从过去的经验里面，我们发觉聚在一起并不那么容易。
Oftentimes when we do gather together, we can't see immediately what the perfect purpose is.
有的时候我们聚在一起，可能有的时候我们会思想一下，我们为什么聚在一起啊？
And sometimes we can gather together to pray, for example.
有时候就像举个例子来讲，我们在一起的祷告。
And it seems like a prayer meeting is a time where we just share a bunch of problems.
好像在祷告的聚会里面，我们只是分享在我们当中许许多多的问题。
There's a lot of needs that surround us.
在我们当中有许许多多的需要。
Someone that we love is sick.
在我们爱的弟兄姊妹生病了。
Someone that we love has lost her job.
有一些我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们失去了工作。
Our children experienced various difficulties, and we love them and we want to pray for them.
我们的孩子们遇到一些困难，我们爱他们，我希望为他们祷告。
Maybe there's problems in relationships in the home.
有的时候我们祷告的是我们在家庭里面的关系。
Or amongst the brothers and sisters, there's difficulties, there's disagreements.
或者是在我们弟兄姊妹当中有一些不同意，没有一起看见的东西。
And we sense in ourselves that we're completely inadequate to deal with these things.
或者是我们没有办法一起来对付一些事情。
And so we know we must come together to pray.
所以我们觉得我们必须要在一起来祷告。We
have to seek the Lord together.
我们必须在一起寻求神。
But oftentimes, brothers and sisters, as we meet together, as we pray together,
但是有的时候我们聚在一起，我们在神面前一起的祷告，
it can seem sometimes like the Lord may not hear us.
好像我们觉得神好像听不到我们的祷告。
Or maybe the help that we were looking for, it doesn't come to us quite in the way that we expect.
或者是我们向神求的那个帮助，不是按照我们的所想的时间那时候来到。
Usually when we feel something deeply enough to want to pray about it, we want to have an answer pretty soon.
所以有的时候在我们心里有极重的负担，我们希望为这件事情祷告的时候，我们希望我们能够很快的看见那个果效。
And the things we don't really expect to answer, well, we don't find ourselves praying quite as urgently about those things.
有的时候有些事情， 我们好像不是那么的急迫，那么的祷告。
But the fact is, brothers and sisters, I think we have some experience of that together.
但是弟兄姊妹，我相信我们当中有一些的经验。
That oftentimes the Lord wants us to wait.
很多时候，有一些时候，神要我们的只是等候在他面前。
And oftentimes the Lord allows problems and difficulties to remain.
有的时候， 神愿意让这些困难，让这些问题一直存在在我们的中间。
And sometimes we might begin to ask all kinds of questions.
有的时候我们可以问各种各样的问题。
We question our own hearts.
我们甚至问问我们自己。
What am I doing here?
我在这里干嘛？
Did I miss the way?
我们是不是已经离开了我的道路？
Who are these people I'm with?
这些跟我聚在一起的是谁呢？
Why are we here? Why are we gathering together like this?
为什么我们在这个地方？ 为什么我们在这边一起聚集？
What's the Lord doing?
神在我们当中做了些什么事情？
How come it seems like the things that we used to do is not quite the same now?
为什么以前我们做的是这样的事情，今天就不一样了？
I used to rejoice to come to the house of the Lord.
以前我是那么欢喜快乐的进到神的殿里。
And now it seems like my heart is very heavy.
但是今天是不是我来到家的时候，我的心非常的沉重。
I used to have a song in my heart.
在我心里面曾经有这么的喜乐的诗歌。
And now I have a heart that's full of complainings.
但是在我现在在我心里面却是满了抱怨。
But I can't say anything about that.
但是我不能说。
What would the others say?
因为别人会说什么？
Do you know this feeling, brothers and sisters?
你有这种感觉吗？
That there is a time of real testing. It's a real examination of the heart. Now we read that scripture before we come to the Lord's table.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们在主桌子前面聚集的时候，我们读一些圣经。
That as we come to the table, let a man examine himself.
让这主的桌子能够让我们能够检视我们的心。
In other words, look at where you stand with him.
让我们能够解释我们信仰是不是在他的面前。
If the Holy Spirit convict you of some wrong,
是不是圣灵在里面提醒你有些事情你做错？
You know, I have to put that right.
我需要圣灵提醒你，你必须要矫正它。
I have to confess. I have to say the truth to the Lord.
你必须认罪，你必须来到神面前向神认罪。
And the precious blood of Jesus washes away my sin.
因为耶稣基督的宝血把你的罪洗净。
And you know, sometimes we can take for granted this process.
有的时候我们对这些过程呢，我们太认为是理所当然。
Not just before we break bread together.
不是只是我们在一起 剥饼而已。
The breaking of the bread on the Lord's day just represents our whole life, our daily life.
在主面前的剥饼是表示我们每一天的生活。
Together as one people, we partake of Him day by day. He's our life.
我们在主面前的剥饼是我们与神联合，每一日每一时的联合。
The Lord Jesus is our food. He's our drink.
耶稣基督是我们的食物，是我们的饮用的来源。
And whatever difference I may have with any brother or sister,
在我跟弟兄姊妹当中有任何的难处的时候，
the fact is that at the cross of Calvary, every barrier was removed.
加利利上十字架能够挪去这一切的难处。
And as different as we are,
虽然我们有不同，
in Christ we are one.
但是在耶稣基督里面我们是合一的。
And that's the ground of our daily life.
那是我们每一日生活的基础。
We are one in Him.
我们在他面前是合一的。
We feed upon Him.
我们在他里面受他的喂养。
And whatever is not according to Him, we refuse by faith.
如果任何不从他来的，我们靠着信心，我们拒绝。
Now this examination, this is a serious matter.
这是很严肃的一件事情，我们必须检视我们的心肠。
So much so that when Paul tells us that if we don't examine ourselves, then the Lord must bring judgment.
保罗也说过，如果我们不检验检视我们，神的审判就跟着来到。
And this judgment is not punishment.
这个神的审判不是惩罚。
This judgment is not to destroy.
这神的审判并不是毁坏。
Is to bring correction.
乃是把神的审判，乃是把我们带进那个正确的路上。
In some way to wake up our hearts.
有的时候是把我们的心能够提醒，能够警醒起来。
To turn the light of what's really going on in our hearts.
把神的光能够照在我们的心里。
So we can see what we really are.
能让我们能够看见我们真实的自己。
And we have opportunity to repent, to return, to come back to Him.
所以让我们有机会能够再次悔改，回到他的面前。
Now, brother and sister, the reason I would share this, we're living in times of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，今天我分享这段经文，乃是我心里面感觉到我们已经到了这个时间，这个审判的时间了。
We are living in times of testing.
我们也到了一个大试炼的时间里。
And it's really vital for the Lord's people.
现在这个环境是如此的险恶，对着属神的儿女而言。
To recognize the nature of the times in which we live.
让我们能够明白我们所处的世代。
If we don't understand the Lord's ways with us,
如果我们不明白神一直与我们同在，
we will grow weary.
我们会疲乏。
We will quickly become discouraged.
我们很快的就在世上能够上胆。
We will fall into condemnation.
我们在神面前我们会退后。
We will look at one another with a critical eye.
我们看彼此的时候，我们带的是审判的眼光。
And our adversary, the devil, will take opportunities to come in and bring division and discord.
这就给了撒旦一个机会，在我们当中分裂我们。
But these are days of judgment.
但是这个时候是审判的日子。
In order that the hearts of the Lord's people may be established.
愿意神让我们的心在面前被建立起来。
Standing on solid foundations.
让我们站在那个坚固的磐石上。
That we may be prepared to meet Him when He comes.
让我们的心预备好迎接他的再来。
Now, brother and sister, there is a sense deep within our hearts we know that we're living in the last days. And sometimes when we hear the Lord's message,
有的时候我们听神的话语，神的信息,
it can be like a wake-up call.
就好像是早上那个叫你起床的那个声音。
And we realize so much of what I do, even in the Lord's service,
让我们觉得我们做许许多事情，就算是我们在一起在侍奉神，
is for the sake of some kind of satisfaction here and now.
是不是在我们里面让神得到满足？
I look for good things to happen here and now.
我看见很多好的事情发生了。
And oftentimes my heart can become dull.
但是常常有的时候我的心里面发沉。
And it can seem that the Lord's coming is far, far away.
好像神的来到对我来说是很远很远以后的事情。
But you know, the prophet said, Woe to you who put far off the day of the Lord.
但是比喻里面却不这么说的。
A wake-up call.
一个叫你清醒的一个声音。
And there's always a sense, brothers and sisters, as we gather together.
这是我们在一起聚集。
We need to encourage one another all the time.
我们需要常常的彼此提醒。
Day after day.
日以继夜。
As we see the day of the Lord drawing near.
当我们看见神的日子越来越近的时候。
So that our hearts may not be hardened.
所以我们心不再刚硬。
By the deceitfulness of sin.
这被罪所蒙蔽。
What that means is that our hearts will play tricks with us.
那是怎么说呢？是因为我们心思有时候会欺骗我们。
And we can think that everything is okay.
会在我们里面说，哎，什么事都是好的了，都可以了。
And in a sense, we can become sleepy.
让我们的心发沉，好像睡着的人一样。
But the Lord is so faithful, brothers and sisters.
但主耶稣是如此的信实。
He gives us opportunity to gather together.
他给我们机会聚在一起。
To encourage one another.
让我们能够彼此勉励。
To remind one another.
让我们彼此提醒。
To stir one another up.
让我们彼此激励。
And brothers and sisters, to pray for one another.
让我们能够彼此为对方代祷。
That we may not grow weary.
让我们不再疲乏。
But that the Lord will open our eyes.
让神打开我们的眼睛。
To see where we really stand.
让我们看见我们现做的所站的地方是什么，所站地位是什么。
Things that don't please Him.
然后我们所站的地位并不，如果不能够取悦他
，We can take the grace to refuse those things.
然后我们就可以靠着神的恩典，能够拒绝这件事情。
And so that the things that the Lord is seeking,
我们再看神寻找的是什么
？The things of His will, of His heart.
他的心意是什么？他的里面的想法是什么
？We can agree together.
我们能够与他一起有同心
，by faith.
靠着神的
However weak we are,
不管我们多软弱
，No matter how many times we fail,
不管你失败了多少次
，No matter how useless it seems that all of our efforts may be,
不管你觉得你自己是多么无用的人
，We take this ground together,
我们站在这同样的基础上
，By faith,
靠着神的信实，靠着信心
，Thy will be done,
神的工作必要完成。
May thy kingdom come, may thy will be done.
他的国必降临，他的旨意必定成就。
On earth,
在这世上
，right here,
就在这里
，right now,
就在现在
，as it already is in heaven,
就好像在天上一样。
This, brothers and sisters, this is our foundation.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的根基。
Now, why do I share this?
弟兄姊妹，为什么我跟弟兄们分享这些呢？
Brothers and sisters, these words are tested day by day.
弟兄姊妹，这段经文，这段话是在每一天的里面都是试炼。
No matter what you think that you understand from the scriptures,
不管你认识的或者了解这段经文多少
，You may say I've heard all these things so many times.
你可以说，我听到这个事情已经好多好多次了。
I can become so familiar that it doesn't impact my heart the way it used to.
这段经文对我来说已经很熟悉了，并没有在我的心里面造成任何的冲击。
Brothers and sisters, these are times of testing.
弟兄姊妹，试炼的时间到了。
And often I discover that something that I may say in a public place,
有的时候我在公共场所所说的话
，in a private place, that's put to the test.
但在暗室里面，你所说的句句都要供出来。
Something that I may pray out in the prayer meeting.
有的时候我们在祷告会人所祷告的公开的祷告
something that the others can hear
让其他弟兄姊妹能够听得见的
in the secret place that's put to the test
但是在我们暗室里的祷告那乃是神要试验的
that's what you say
那是你说的
what about what you do
但你做的是什么呢
the Lord he's faithful
神是信实的
and he doesn't allow us to go for very long
他们不会让我们在我们的路上行太久
before he will set some issue before us
然后在我们前面放下一些事情
we need to examine in the light
我们必须在神的光中来检视我们自己。
So that we can go on together.
所以我们可以在一起，在这条路上一起奔走。
And that every stumbling block be taken out of the way.
在我们路上拦阻我们的都会被神挪去。
Now this portion of scripture is very precious.
这段经文对我来说非常的宝贵。
I'm not going to try to explain every verse, but I want to share with you the burden that had really exercised the hearts of some of the saints in South Jersey where we meet.
我不会跟弟兄姊妹一节一节的来看，但是我跟弟兄姊妹分享的是，让我从我在南泽西地方弟兄姊妹聚集的里面，我们所一起学习的。
When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
当人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗
？We know he's coming back.
我们知道他要回来。
But do we consider that he's coming back? He's looking for something.
但是我们是否觉得神回来到我们当中是要寻找一些什么事情呢
？He's looking for a people prepared.
他在寻找一些预备好的人。
And what will he find when he comes?
他回来之后，他会在我们当中找到什么呢
？Will he find faith on the earth?
他在世上找得到信德吗
？Or the New King James, I don't know how you translate, but he says, will he really find faith?
在 King James 的版本里面，他解释的是，翻译的是说，他在世上能真正找得到信心吗
？In other words, not only the confession of the mouth.
那不是在我们口里所承认我们的罪、认罪
，but the condition of the heart.
乃是我们心里面的情形。
And you know, brothers, I never really thought about it quite like that before.
我弟兄姊妹，我以前从来没有这样子想到这些事。
Will he find faith on the earth? It sounds so negative.
他在这句话，他在世界上找得到信心吗？这件事情好像听起来是非常的负面。
It almost sounds like he doesn't really expect to find too much.
好像这句话讲出来是说，他没有期望在世上找到有信心。
It almost sounds like if he didn't intervene, no one would be saved.
那好像他这句话对一些人来讲说。当他真实的在寻找的时候，发觉没有一个有信心的人。
And this really stirs in my heart, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是在我里面产生极大的激动。
Because I know how easily I say that I believe in Him.
因为我在我的日常生活里，我如此的容易说，我相信，我相信，我相信。
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus?
你相信什么
？Yes, I believe.
当然我相信。
Of course, I believe.
当然我一定相信。
But brothers and sisters.This kind of faith that the Lord seeks is much more than just what I say with my lips.
但是主耶稣在这边回来以后，他所寻找这个信心是比我们所现在刚刚所讲的更深。
It is faith that has passed through the fires of testing.
但是那个信心是经过火一般的试炼的信心。
So that at the very end of it all,
但是在末后的日子
，the Lord can say that's real faith.
那在经过火试炼之后，他神会说那是真实的信心。
It's not what I say, it's what He says.
不是我说的算数，乃是他，是乃主耶稣说了才算数。
And do we ever think about it that way, brothers and sisters?
你是否这样子想过呢，弟兄姊妹们
？What will He find when He comes?
他来的时候，他找到什么
？Now these are words of exhortation.
这些话是这样的强烈。
They're also words of warning.
而且这些话是一个警告
They're also very practical words
而且是非常真实的那个真实的言字文字
The Lord never says do this and not show you the way to do it
主耶稣从来没有告诉我们你这样做但是不指引我们一条路去这样做
It's the same way He never asks anything of us that He didn't already give us
同样的，他从来不会像我们所要求的，他没有给过我们的，给我们的。
And so he makes no requirement except what he himself has supplied to us.
他也不会像我们所要求的是，他从来没有能够给予我们先给我们，然后他再要求我们。
So a word of exhortation, a word of warning.
有这个警告的字眼里面。
Is intended to strengthen our faith.
乃是加强我们，乃是为了加强我们的信。
And our faith is always made strong when we see the Lord.
让我们的信心能够越来越强，当我们见到主面的时候。
When we hear him,
当我们听到他的声音。
And when we know all of our illusions have been swept away by that ray of light that has come to our heart.
然后我们的想法能够撇开，然后我们是真实的能够寻求那个心里面的深处。
Real faith is what attaches us to the faithful one.
真实的信乃是一直跟我们联合在一起，直到我们见主面。
I want to share this because so often when we think about faith, we look at ourselves.
当我们想到信心的时候，当我们来看看我们自己
，and we say, I don't have enough faith.
是不是我们没有这样足够的信心
？When the purpose of the Lord's warning,
主警告我们的目的
，is to turn our eyes off of ourselves, off of our circumstance.
乃是让我们能够检验我们的环境，能检验我们。
And back to the Lord Himself.
然后从这个里面能让我们能够回转回到神的面前。
And so this word is very sobering. It's very serious.
这些字眼是如此的严肃。
At the same time, it's very encouraging.
同样的，这边所提到的事情是这样的鼓励我们。
Now He speaks of the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
这边提到的是挪亚的日子，罗德的日子。
Now, if you read your Bibles, you know something about those days.
当你读圣经的时候，弟兄姊妹在我们当中读圣经的时候，你也知道挪亚的日子是什么，罗德日子是什么。
The days of Noah and the days of Lot were very evil days.
挪亚的日子，罗德日子里面，在世上是充满了罪恶、邪恶。
And the wickedness of man was such that God was going to bring judgment.
这些邪恶的世代的人们呢，从来没想过神的审判会临到。
And the Lord said, just as it was in the days of Noah, just as it was in the days of Lot, so it shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
但这边圣经提到的是，挪亚的日子如何，罗德日子如何，神审判的日子也要如何。
But it's interesting, brothers and sisters, when He describes the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
但是很稀奇的，在这段圣经里面提到挪亚的日子，提到罗德的日子是怎么形容的呢
？He doesn't mention all the wickedness of man.
他从来没有提到人的
wickedness. He
doesn't 那些邪恶的人。
He doesn't talk about all the kinds of sins that would be in the world.
他从来没有提到那些在世上发生的罪恶的事情。
He doesn't speak of adultery or fornication or homosexuality.
他从来没有提到那些淫乱的事情，他从来没有提到那些同性恋的事情。
And certainly, when we think of Sodom and Gomorrah, we think of all those evil things.
当我们提到索多玛、俄摩拉的时候，我们想到就是那些事而已。
When we think of the days before the flood, we think of what the Lord said: all the heart of man was only evil all the time.
当我们提到洪水来的日子里面，挪亚那个世代里面，人心满了邪恶。
But here, the Lord Jesus doesn't speak of those days that way.
但是你看到这段圣经里面，耶稣基督从没有提到这些事情。
He just said in those days, men were eating and they were drinking, they were getting married, they were giving their daughters in marriage.
但是这段圣经提到的反而是人子来挪亚的日子里面，人又吃又喝又娶又嫁。
They were buying, they were selling.
又买又卖。
They were planting.
又耕种。
They were building.
又建造。
Is just talking about daily living.
这边讲到的就是每一天平平常常的日子而已。
Everyday life
是每一天的，就是那样普通的日子。
It just seems to have a cycle of its own.
就好像这个年复一年、日复一日这样子过。
And in the days of Noah, and in the days of Lot, and in the days of the Son of Man, that's the way it will be.
好像在挪亚的日子里面是这样，罗德的日子里面是这样，在人子的日子里面也是这样。
It just seems like everything is going on as usual.
就好像每天的日子就这样子，好像很平常的就这样过了。
And suddenly there's a crisis.
突然
，there's a period of days, plural number, days plural.
这个里面呢，有一个很奇特的事情，就是在里面所提到的挪亚的日子、罗德的日子。这一段的日子是一个复数，是一个很多很多的日子。
And then there's a day, there is a crisis.
但是这边提到的是那一个特别的日子，属于神的那个特别日子。
And on that day, there's a separation made.
在那属基督的那个特别的日子里面就有了分别。
And the Lord's point is not the judgment of the ungodly.
里面没有提到这些对于不属神的那些事情的审判。
The Lord's burden is that His people be ready.
神的心乃是我们这些属神的人，我们的心是否预备好了？
And that they not be deceived by the outward appearance of things.
那我们的心不会受到外界所引诱、所左右。
And that they not be carried along with the current of this age. Carried along with the flow of the world.
我们不会随着俗世漂流。
Because if we are carried along that way,
因为我们常常是这样子的过日子。
We will be surprised along with everyone else.
我们会非常惊讶。
When the Lord comes again,
当耶稣再来的时候，
the Lord is warning us.
主耶稣已经一再的警告我们。
That oftentimes it's not persecution that we have to fear.
那不是因为那个迫害我们会害怕。
It's not just temptation to sin that we have to be aware of.
那不是我们必须要注意的那些罪恶的引诱。
It's just the everyday coming and going.
你这边提到的乃是每一天平常的日子里面来了又去了，来了又去了。
Sometimes our hearts can become so insensitive to the things of the Lord, just the going out and the coming.
有的常常我们的心已经 不再这么敏锐，我们的日子就这样过。
Brother Stephen Kong was visiting in South Jersey last Lord's Day.
前一段时间，江弟兄在我们当中。
And he shared from the life of Moses.
他在我们当中分享摩西的日。
And one thing that he said, it really caught my attention.
在他分享摩西的生平的里面呢，有一件事情。抓到我的心。
He spoke of how Moses grew up in the house of Pharaoh's daughter.
他提到摩西在法老的宫中成长。
And it seemed like he was blessed in such incredible ways.
好像在人的眼里面，他是被所祝福的。
And it was all by God's design.
这全部都是神的计划的一部分。
But everything that he received there in the house of Pharaoh, it was emptied out in the desert.
但是所有他所接受的都在旷野的日子里面都离开都过去了。
His statement was this, I'm just paraphrasing.
他是这么说的。
He said, even the Lord's blessings,
就算是神的祝福,
if we don't hold them very lightly,
如果我们不轻轻地握住,
those very things will kill us.
这些神的祝福有的时候会成为是会杀了我们。
The good things,
这好的事情
，the necessary things,
这很需要的事情
，the things that we recognize we receive by the grace of God。
那这些事情我们在从神的恩典里面所领受的。
The Lord's provision for our daily living,
神给我们供应我们日常生活所需要。
The Lord's provision for our gathering together as His people,
神供应我们在我们一起聚集的里面所需用的。
The Lord's provision that we may serve Him together as members one of another in the body of Christ.
神供应我们在主耶稣基督生活里面，我们必须弟兄姊妹彼此交接的生活里。
All of these good things,
这些所有美好的事情
if we hold them very tightly for our own enjoyment,
如果我们只是因为我们自己的缘故，我们紧紧抓着这些事情
they will cause us to linger and to hesitate in the day of testing.
但我们就会造成一个现象，就是我们会忽略那个神审判的日子来到那个时间。
The Lord said, remember Lot's wife.
这边讲到你们耶稣基督所提到的，你们回想罗德的妻子。
In the days of Lot, she was tested.
在罗德日子里面，她受到试炼。
And something about Lot and his wife and his family, not that they were not righteous people.
圣经里面提到罗德和他的家人，圣经里面没有说他们是不义的家人。
The scripture says that Lot was a righteous man and that his soul was grieved at the wickedness that he saw around him.
圣经里面反而告诉我们说 罗德是个义人，他的心为着索多玛的城常常伤痛。
But one thing we see from Lot's example is that when the time of crisis came, he hesitated.
但是罗德的例子里面让我们看见，主审判的日子来的时候，他的心却有一些犹豫，有一些退后。
It wasn't like Noah and his family.
那完全跟挪亚的家庭是不一样的。
The ark was prepared.
那个方舟是预备好了。
They went into the ark.
他们进入方舟。
The door was shut.
门关了。
Very definite.
非常就是按照神的计划。
But Lot lingered in the hour of crisis.
但是罗德却心里面还是在那边摇摆。
The angels of judgment, they said, leave everything and flee for your life right now.
那个救命的天使来到罗德家里面，要带他们走的时候，说放下你们一切所有的，逃到旷野去吧。
And he couldn't do it.
但罗德却不能做，他犹豫。
His heart was attached to many things.
他的心跟他所世上所拥有的连在一起，分不开。
It wasn't till the hour of crisis.That he recognized it.
他不明白这些事情是从神来的。
But God, in His mercy, took hold of His family and dragged them out.
但是神因着他自己的怜悯，把罗德这一家人从这个索多玛那个城里面拉出来。
But you can almost sense that it was like he really didn't want to go.
这边没有讲说他实在是不想走啊。
The whole thing is going up in smoke, and he still wants to linger.
整个城在冒烟了，他的心还在那里，他实在还是不想走，还想赖在那里。
And his wife was on the way out.
他跟他太太就离开了这个城。
And she didn't heed the warning.
他没有听到这个警告的声音。
Her heart was still behind her.
他的心，他的太太的心仍然在那个城里。
And where your heart is, very soon your eyes will follow.
当你的心在哪里，很快的，你的眼目就会跟着跑。
And her progress on the way ceased right at that point.
罗德太太的动作就在那个地方停在她跑出来的路上，半路上。
She became a pillar of salt right on the path.
她在那个逃出来的路上，因为回头看那个城，她就成为一个岩柱在那个地方。
As a monument.A warning, a testimony to those who would come after.
成为往后的一个很重要的一个指标，就是一个很重要的一个让我们能够得到警惕的一个指标。
The Lord said, "Remember Lot's wife."
主耶稣说，你们当回想罗德的妻。
It wasn't that she wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
不是在旷野四十年。
She looked back.In the hour of crisis.
但主耶稣能够回眼定睛看见主耶稣。
Now, brothers and sisters, these are the days of the Son of Man.
这些是神人子来的日子。
And we are approaching the day of crisis.
我们是越来越接近人子要来的时间。
Today is a day of separation.
今天是分别的日子。
It's a day of establishing the heart.
这是在你的心里面要建立的。
It's a day of discovering where our true affections lie.
这是让我们能够真实检视我们的心到底看重的是什么。
And the Lord, in His mercy, will not allow us to go untested in these days.
因为神的怜悯，他的审判还没临到，神的恩典。
You might be on the roof.
你可能现在在房顶上。
And he says, "You come and don't go down to get anything out of the house."
神这边讲到不要下来拿房里的东西。
Will I gladly go with him?
你与其拿东西，你应该更高兴的跟着他走。
Or will I go down?
或者是你还是愿意现在去拿。
Now is the time to establish our hearts.
现在就是你要检视你心的时候。
If I'm out in the field,
如果你在旷野在田里。
And the Lord says, "Come."
你要是主说来。
Am I ready to go?
你预备好跟他走吗
？Or do I have to look back?
还是你的心还是眼目还是要回头看一看
？You see, brothers and sisters, it's just in the condition of the heart day by day by day that this testing is worked out.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一天每一天每一天的日子，这个我们要常常在神面前检视我们自己。
Now it's time to stop, but I want to share with you the Lord's encouragement and the way through for a disciple.
我弟兄姊妹，虽然时间到了，我要在这边跟弟兄姊妹再分享一下，分享一点在这条路上神如何激励我们。
He told us about the widow.
这边提到了一件事情，就是一个寡妇。
A widow and an unjust judge.
一个寡妇和一个不义的官。
He said to disciples, "You're going to feel like giving up. You're going to feel like quitting."
Okay, 他说，门徒们，你们觉得好像你们的时间，你已经想要放弃了。
I've never met a student who was faced with a serious exam that didn't think if there's any way I could get out of it, I would.
我有个学生，他在一个很重要的考试里面，他好像他已经没有希望了。
You only face it and go through it by the grace of God because there's no other way.
我们必须靠着神的恩典，我们必须经过这些事情，没有别的路可走。
The Lord is saying you're going to feel weak.
神已经告诉我们，你会感觉到你们的软弱。
You're going to feel like giving up.
你会感觉到你们要放弃了。
You're going to question whether your prayers really have any effect on anything.
你会有的时候会感觉到你们的祷告到底是神有没有听，到底是能够影响什么事情。
You're going to question whether it's even necessary to get together to pray at all.
甚至是有的时候你会怀疑，我们在一起聚集到底有没有什么。
And you're not going to find any encouragement in your earthly circumstance.
你不可能在你日常的属世的环境里面，你找到任何的鼓励的东西。
And you're going to look at others who are responsible to make things right, and you're not going to see much encouragement in them either.
虽然在一些很成功的人里面，但是你仍然从他们身上找不到一些鼓励。
Just like that widow,
就好像那个寡妇一样。
Why didn't she give up?
她为什么不放弃？
No one cares about her.
没人理她。
She's forgotten.
她是被遗忘的。
She has no money.
她没有钱。
She has no influence.
她没有影响力。
She doesn't matter in the world.
她在这世上来讲，她是人不在乎她。
She looks at her surrounding.
她看看她的四周。
She's alone.
她只有她自己。
Her husband is gone.
她丈夫已经走了。
She has all the responsibilities on her shoulder.
所有的重担都担在她的肩上。
And someone is making unreal demands of her.
有的人来欺负她。
Someone is harassing her.
甚至有的人来欺侮辱她。
Probably make the bricks without the straw.
叫她做砖不给她。
Pay what you owe.We're just told that she had an adversary and it made her life miserable.
So, 我们这边看到有一个人这样欺负她，让她的生命，她让她生活是如此的凄凉。
And the only one that she had to turn to was an unrighteous judge.
但是只有一个人她可以寻求帮助的，却是一个不义的官。
How encouraging could he have been?
她从那个不义的官，她能够得到什么样的鼓励呢？
He doesn't fear God.
那个不义的官不怕神。
Why should he care about me?
他连神都不怕，他为什么还会在乎我？
He will do anything for a price.
他可因为人的贿赂做任何。
And I have no money to give him.
我根本没有钱给那个不义的官。
What's the use of appealing to an unrighteous judge?
我在他面前所寻求的审判，我怎么可能得到一个公义的？
Now, brothers and sisters, this widow had every reason to give up.
弟兄姊妹。这个寡妇让我们看见她有所有千千万万的理由她要放弃。
But we're told that she bothered that judge day and night.
但是这个地方提到的是她日日夜夜的缠绕那个不义的官。
It's almost as if she said, well, either I can just quit here or I can just harass this man.
或者是她在她心里面她说我可以在这个时候我放弃了，我不要再寻求帮助了，或者是我继续来缠绕这个不义的官。
Most likely nothing will happen, but I'm just going to harass him anyway.
可能没有事情会发生，没有一件好的事情会发生，但是我还是要 找他麻烦。
Now, why would she do that?
她为什么要这样做呢？
Brothers and sisters, it had to be only one thing.
弟兄姊妹，在这边只有一件事情让她这么做。
That she was so desperate, and that she was so miserable.
她生命是如此的凄凉，她生命是她的生活是如此的没无助。
That this conflict had become something personal with her.
这里面她可能成为一个她自己的生命里面的一个亲身的经历。
It was something that was on her mind day and night.
这件事情在她的思想里面日日夜夜她不放弃。
It wasn't just take it or leave it.
她这件事情对她来讲说不是说拿了算了。
It was life or death.
这件事情却是一个生命生或死的问题。
And it became that personal for her.
这件事情成为她亲身的体验。
Maybe it hurt so bad.
这可能伤害她伤得如此的重。
That she was grieved so greatly.
她面前是如此的痛苦。
That if she stopped to rest, she can't rest anyway.
所以在她心里面就决定她不管怎么样她还是要缠绕那个关。
So it's this situation of need.
所以这个里面有一个重要的就是那个需要。
And it's all of the attacks of the adversary.
这所有的就是这从影响他所有的攻击。
It's actually working in her heart to produce a kind of determination.
所以在这些的里面就产生了一个力量让他能够继续往前走。
Where she says, I don't care what happens to me. I don't care what's going on in my circumstances.
在他心里面他立定的主意我不管怎么样我不管我的环境如何。
I don't care about this judge.
我不管那个不义的官。
I'm just going to bother him because it's the only way I can go.
我就是持续的问来到他的面前，因为这是我唯一的路。
And we're told, brothers and sisters, that this unrighteous judge finally said, "I give up."
你看圣经里面就记得那个不义的官最后说：“哎呀，我算了吧，我让他伸冤吧。”
Not because I fear God.
不是因为我惧怕神
Not because I care about her
不是因为我在乎这个寡妇
But because I care about me
那是因为我在乎我自己
And I want her to leave me alone
我要她离开我远一点不要再来缠绕我
So here, take it and go
所以那不义的官就说好吧我给你伸冤你拿去吧
And the Lord's word comes in right behind that
神的话在这个后面
Are you like the widow?
你喜欢成为寡妇吗
You feel like you're all alone, like the Lord's forgot about you.
你像这个寡妇吗？你像这样的事情吗？
Maybe there's all these kinds of trials and difficulties in your life. The Lord, it's not fair for the Lord to do that.
所以在你的生命里面有许许多多的难处，在你生命有许许多多困难。
It seems like other people have an easy time, and things are so difficult for me, for my family, for the brothers and sisters where we gather.
在你里面有许多难处。但是你看到其他弟兄姊妹好像他们都很轻松的过日子很愉快的过日子这为什么只有我这么困难
It's not fair
这如此的不公平
What's the use
这对我什么好处呢
When our brothers and sisters The Lord's in that
但是弟兄姊妹你要记得神在其中
The Lord will work
神的工作在其中
And he'll keep on bothering you
那些事情神会继续的在你里面烦扰你
Until you start to bother him
Does
that mean all your prayers will be answered overnight?
但是这不保证你的祷告会应验，在一个晚上之后就应验了。
No, you might have to wait.
你可能需要等候。
Until he comes back.
直到说不定要等到他再来的日子。
But brothers and sisters, your heart will be established by the grace of God.
但是你的心却因着神的恩典被建立起来。
And your heart will be soft towards your brothers and sisters.
你的心对着弟兄姊妹来讲是柔软的。
Because trial and testing is humbling.
因为试炼跟试探在我们的里面乃是为了我们能够谦卑下来。
And it's very difficult to boast when you're on your knees under the pressure of trial.
那是非常困难的，在你看到只看到你自己的难处。
It's very difficult to point your fingers at the others when you experience the weakness on the inside.
那也同样的， 你看到你自己的软弱的时候，你很难指着手指责别人。
But the Lord said, "You take heart and you take courage."
神说你必须刚强，你必须壮胆。
Because your heavenly Father is not an unjust judge.
你在天上的父不只是审判。
He loves you.
他爱你。
And he knows everything about you.
他知道你一切的事。
And if even a sparrow doesn't fall to the ground apart from his will, how much more valuable are you?
麻雀若不是他的允许，它不会掉到地上，更何况贵重的像你我这样的人。
He hears the faintest cry.
他听见那个祷告。
All of your tears are in his bottle.
他听见属他的人在他面前的哭泣，他听见这一切。
They're all written in his book.
他所有的东西他都记下来了。
If you cry to him,
当你向他在他面前向他呼求的时候，
he will hear.
他听得见。
He will answer.
他要回答，
and he will answer you speedily.
他要快快地回答你。
And somehow in his mercy, we've been changed in the process.
有的时候神的怜悯会把这些事情有些转回怪改变。
It doesn't seem like anything out there is any different.
可能在外面的环境来讲没有改变。
But in here, everything's different.
但是在你的心里却改变了。
Brothers and sisters, this is our way.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的路。
In these last days,
在末后的日子，
we pray.
我们祷告。
We don't give up.
不要放弃。
Because our Lord, He has not given up.
因为我们的神从还没有放弃。
A faithful high priest is interceding for us.
在至高者大祭司在祷告里面，在祷告为我们。
Somehow we get through.
当我们经过这些事情的时候。
Because he's bringing us through.
那是因为他把我们带过来。
Let's continue in prayer together in these days.
让我们继续在祷告的里面，在经过这段时间。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your words.
主，我们谢谢你的话语。
And we do pray, Lord, that you would write these things upon our hearts.
主，我们向你求这段话写在我们的心里。
Meet us where we are, Lord, in our places of work, in our homes, in our places of meeting together.
不管是我们在工作的里面，在我们家庭的里面，或者在我们的教会的里面。
Lord, don't allow these things to just be a theory to us.
主啊，求你这段话不要成为是一个教导而已。
Lord, we pray that you would establish our hearts in these days.
主啊，求你帮助我们。帮助我们建立我们的心。
Oh Lord, make us ready.
主啊，让我们是一个预备好的人。
That when you come, you may find what you are seeking.
当你再来的日子里面，你可以找得到你想要找到的。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。